Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. New Jersey Transit train engineers went on strike starting at midnight, affecting more than 350,000 commuters. Contract negotiations between the transit agency and the engineers' union stalled after a potential contract was overwhelmingly rejected a month ago. Tom Haas, the general chairman of the engineers' union, expressed his sympathy to commuters, but is standing firm.
We completely understand the impact that a strike can and will have on all the commuters of New Jersey. But ultimately, let's be clear, this rests at the feet of New Jersey Transit. They could have avoided this.
The union says their engineers haven't received a pay raise in 5 years. They say New Jersey Transit's offer includes pay increases that don't even keep up with inflation. But New Jersey Transit President Chris Kaluri says they can't afford it.
There is no point in providing a compensation structure to a group of my colleagues which ultimately ends up bankrupting the agency.
The Camden to Trenton River line is still running on a regular schedule. Trains to New York are being replaced by buses where possible, but Governor Murphy is encouraging people to work from home if they can. A Muslim teacher has filed a federal suit against the Philadelphia School District, claiming her free speech rights were violated because of her pro-Palestinian beliefs. She says they ignored her when she was a victim of racism, but punished her when she was accused of anti-Semitism. We get the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
For 8 years, Keziah Ridgway had been a decorated African-American history teacher at Northeast High School. The district in September 2024 put her on administrative leave to investigate allegations of anti-Semitism. In a federal civil rights suit against the district, Ridgway claims over the years she spoke up against multiple instances of discrimination, including one time a white teacher called her a terrorist. Ridgway's attorney, Spencer Hill, says the district did nothing.
Their deliberate indifference to those complaints fostered a culture of hostility that was present at Northeast High School and pervasive throughout the district. And when the district reprimanded Mrs. Ridgway, they violated her First Amendment rights.
The suit says after its investigation, the district reprimanded Ridgway with a 5-day suspension without pay and reassigned her from Northeast High. A district spokeswoman said the district would not comment on pending litigation. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Last month, the Philadelphia Zoo made history when their 97-year-old tortoise became a mother for the first time. Now her family is growing with three additional hatchlings breaking out of their shells. KYW's John McDevitt.
Mommy, the nearly 100-year-old critically endangered Western Santa Cruz Galapagos tortoise made headlines around the world when it was announced last month that she is the oldest first-time mother of her species in the world after four baby girls hatched from a group or a clutch of 16 eggs that were laid at the end of November. There were other eggs in that clutch being watched, according to Lauren Augustine, the director of herpetology at the Philadelphia Zoo.
They have a very long incubation period, and we divided them up for different incubation temperatures because temperature determines the sex of the offspring. And we divided them equally to get half males and half females if they were all viable. Only 7 eggs developed.
4 females that hatched went on display indoors. Their 3 brothers are being cared for behind the scenes right now. The girls were named after TV's Golden Girls, Blanche, Dorothy, Rose, and Sophia. There are no naming plans for the boys just yet. Meanwhile, a clutch of 8 eggs mommy laid in January is in incubation, and more baby tortoises could be on the way. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.